We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning, and our call to worship, I'm going to share with you verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to be beginning a new chapter today. It says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain." That's a word that Paul uses a great deal in his epistles, about things that were not in vain, or do not use. For instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, "Use not the grace of God in vain." And it's the idea of something that is hollow, something that is not sturdy, something that has been weakened. I had a parent a couple of weeks ago that called me and said, "I just want you to know that you're going to have a coach this year that's going to push to go to all wooden bats, and he's hollowed out every one of them." And I said, "Can you give me the name of the coach?" "No, I'm not going to give you the name of the coach. I just want you to be aware." And I said, "Well, that's not very helpful." I said, you're giving me a problem with no person behind it. It's just a mass character that's hollowed out the bats. But I said, if we see some wooden bats, we'll check it out, whatever the case might be. I just wanted you to be aware of that. Now, anybody know what a hollow bat is, where they drill out the meat of the bat and they fill it with cork? And it makes the bat very light and very responsive when it hits the ball. It's almost like an aluminum bat in that way. And, of course, that is illegal. That's not something that you want to do. Well, that's the idea behind this word kenos that's used to describe vain. It's empty. It's hollow. And he said, "I want you to know, believers there at Thessalonica, you witnessed us." You see, there was a lot of false narratives that were being put out by the Jews and by the pagans that were in that city, saying that Paul and Silas and all those people that were saved, they're just in for the money. The only reason they're talking about this free salvation is that they're in for the money. And he said, "But I want you to know that when we came to you, our entering in, our entrance in unto you was not hollow. It was the real thing." And I see here a beautiful picture of how Christians are supposed to be living in this world. We're not to be hollowed out Christians that are just Christians on the outside, but inside there's no power, there's no spirit, there's no life in Christ. We're just hollow. And Paul and Silas lived in such a way that their lives were not hollow. Their teaching and preaching was not hollow. It was the real thing. And I wonder if we live our lives in such a way where people say, "There goes the real thing right there. There's someone that's genuine. There's someone that's true." Now, obviously, people don't know us fully, but our lives should be lived in a way that it demonstrates the power of Christ within us, that we're not living our lives in vain, not hollow. So I want to encourage you this morning. This is going to be our stepping stone into chapter 2, which is going to deal with false narratives. And Paul makes it very clear, we didn't come in vain. We came in the power of God's Holy Spirit and in the Spirit of Christ to communicate to you the gospel of Jesus Christ.